Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, I'll be goddamn if already it ain't, Weasel Wednesday, which, I mean, it's really, I mean, it had some meaning at the beginning, man. I mean, every day is just fucking goddamn straight down the fucking tube, and we can see it. We're letting it happen. Hell, I mean, We're pushing it along. We're pedaling the fucking goddamn canoe over the goddamn waterfall. What the fuck? At any rate, it's the 27th day of September 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 73 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 78 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's warmed up enough until the sun with no ozone. Fucking, it does burn your fucking skin. I mean, it's uncomfortable. But, you know, hell, that's what you get when you fucking shoot 10 zillion things through you're in a goddamn bubble floating in space, and it gives you fucking life. You're poking it with the fucking needle, poking holes in it and shit. I mean, like a fucking bunch of fucking retarded children playing with a goddamn gun. At any rate, let's see what we're going to jump into here. China readying push against, quote, global gun proliferation. Are you? This is some of that global agenda. They're already acting like they got a global government, people. Motherfucker, man, I don't remember consenting to no goddamn global government. I don't remember consenting. These motherfuckers committed treason even for attending the meetings. All I owe them is a goddamn bullet. We'll get into it as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, here we go. China readying push against, quote, global gun proliferation. Fuck you, China. You bunch of fucking retards. What you don't like us calling retards, you retards over here. The fact is, like, as we were reading in the article yesterday, the fucking, the military they have, the fucking United States government and the fucking goddamn, Zionist fucking Jews that run it went over there and fucking put it all together because those dumb motherfuckers couldn't put a goddamn three-piece jigsaw puzzle together. Anyways, this is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Shalom for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com, a report on Global Times. Global, remember that fucking federal government that can't fucking be that federal government that never fucking was? That federal government was never consented to by we the people. That federal government was never ratified by we the people. Well, here we got a global one, so you better get ready to do some real fucking shooting. Because they knew that the fat federal motherfucker is already, its ass is kicked as soon as it starts fucking fighting. A report by Global Times, an official Chinese Communist Party propaganda. What the fuck is this in our country for, people? Didn't we have 80,000 fucking Americans die? I mean, back when I was a kid, to say communists, kill a commie for mommy, remember? Better red than dead? What the fuck happened to our goddamn country, people, except for infiltration by these goddamn Jew son of a bitches and multiculturalism to the fucking point to where they can write shit like this and somebody actually fucking reads it? Global Times, an official Communist Party propaganda outlet, and that's here in the United States, is it? You sons of bitches, claims China is readying a focused push. A focused push. You're going to focus and push? Push your little dink asses over here, man. I'll take my scope and click it down four fucking times and start drilling you motherfuckers. China is readying a focused push against global gun proliferation. They don't want nobody to have no fucking, well, look at over there in fucking China. Only one that has guns are the ones that take your fucking body parts and fucking sell them to the fucking world. The ones that walk up and shoot people dead in the fucking street. They think they can sell this fucking horse shit. Even though the control of our internet was given, that we created, was given to these mothers. See, there you go again. We created the son of a bitch, and who's the mindless little motherfuckers that end up with it? The Global Times notes that Chinese international gun control push. What? Internet? What? International gun control? What? Get out of fucking go, you cocksuckers! Get those little bastards over here. We'll fucking start planting them like corn. Come on, you little fucks. Send your fucking retarded orgs over here. We'll fucking kill them by the score. We'll kill them in ways you can't even fucking imagine. Global Times notes that China's international gun control push is part of the firearms protocol, which was originally introduced at the United Nations General Assembly in 2001. It is a push China is preparing to undertake in earnest. Now get the fucking pushing! What the fuck is our goddamn, is those who are supposed to be representing the American nationals doing at a goddamn United Nations fucking meeting for goddamn world government? We gave you no such authority, motherfuckers, and you will hang for your fucking treason. China is fulfilling its domestic legal procedures. What? China is fulfilling its domestic, what fucking domestic legal procedures? Oh, are you writing some, over there's writing some more shit down on a piece of fucking paper? Well, if China signs this over here, then we can go over there and we can take your guns away. Give it a fuck, just quit fucking around. We are so sick of your fucking punk ass threats. And send those fucking retards over here. We'll fucking dunk their ass. You fucking know it. You're not fooling nobody, man. You can go out there, you can take American personnel and put on goddamn aircraft carriers and fucking jets, fighter jets and stuff, and get them to look at, I mean, you can make it look like something that ain't. But goddamn, when you come down to the bulk, I mean, you think about it, people, what the hell, what, was it in the 90s when they, or the 80s or 90s when they had the one-child policy? So in that time, to this fucking time, they're talking about, you know, fucking us fucking goddamn not, they told us, the Americans, you shouldn't have any more, just too much world population. In that time, they took our goddamn industry over to fucking China and they bred fucking a billion fucking org. A billion son of, at the same, just before that now, don't forget, they had one child policy where they were, and most people were killing all the little girls, they were drowning them in the creek. Because they couldn't afford to feed them. So they had to fucking feed them to build this fucking army that they think, bring that fucking goddamn army of retards over here. We'll spot the goddamn fucking people who are fucking driving the fucking car. And they'll get fucking shot. Nobody else knows how to drive the fucking car. That'd be fucking done. And you fucking Americans that fucking, you go for this fucking shit. We catch you motherfuckers commanding goddamn Chinese fucking troops on our fucking soil. I would not want to fucking be you. That's all I can tell you. We'll give you some fucking Indian torture. Okay, International Government General Assembly in 2021. It is a push China is preparing to undertake. Get on it! I am so sick of you punk ass motherfuckers threatening me. You ain't gonna do shit. You're gonna get your fucking asses shot off. We're going to shoot our way right down to our nuclear arsenal. Then we're going to get rid of fucking China. China ain't going to exist no more. No Chinese are going to exist no more in China. We make the whole motherfucker dead to the world for about 7,000 fucking years. You want to exchange? Let's do it. Because you punk-ass little fucking three-foot-nothing motherfuckers ain't going to rule me. China is fulfilling its domestic legal procedures to ramp up and ratify the firearms protocol. It's legal procedures. What the fuck are you talking about? It's procedures where? Oh, in the New World Government we just created with the consent of the people. Fucking you listen. See, this is how they did that federal government, people. It was never fucking real. And all the shit that has been done to us for the 240 fucking years was done by them son of a bitches and their cohorts at the fucking state level. Because where do those federal so-called representatives, those federal fucking goddamn criminals come from? From the state fucking criminals. That's where they come from. From there they come from the county fucking criminals. From there they come from the Masonic fucking lodge. Well, you motherfucking Masons ain't taking us, motherfuckers. We'll wipe you motherfuckers out. It fulfilling its domestic legal procedure. You ain't got no legal procedures, motherfucker. This is goddamn war. This is a declaration of war. You think you're going to come in and fucking take our goddamn rights away from us, take our law away from us, and fucking subjugate us? Come on, motherfucker. Let's do it. To ramp up ratifying the firearms protocol. What firearms? What the fuck is all this shit coming from? From a fucking goddamn something that didn't exist fucking 3 months ago. They just start fucking acting like, well, just like they did in after fucking Yorktown. Let's name a president. I mean, let's name a king is what the cocksucker said, John Adams. And then of course, George Washington wouldn't be a king. Because they would have fucking killed your fucking ass right there on the goddamn spot. Well, we get this Prussian prince to fucking rule over us. You dirty, fucking rotten, scum-sucking, aristocratic, cock-sucking bitches are going to, every one of you is going to die. You will be fucking dead. We're going to lose some people. We fucking swallowed that fucking pill. We're going to lose some people, but goddamn, when we get done with your fucking asses, you will never, we will make sure that you suffer, that you are not just fucking defeated, that you are fucking punished. You are going to be punished for even thinking you could fucking take the fucking liberty and freedom from the American nationals. Our unalienable, unfucking changeable, ratified by we the people law of December 15, 1791. You think you can take that fucking document? Come give her a fucking go. Protocol. Ratifying firearms protocol. Well, fuck your, what's protocol? Protocol's, I'll protocol it right up your fucking ass, whore. You gotta get over here and you gotta fucking do it. You gotta take that motherfucker away from me. You gotta take that motherfucker from every fucking American national who knows what that fucking rifle fucking means. I mean, you goddamn look around this fucking world and tell me you'd give up your fucking gun? Really? You are the biggest fucking coward that ever drew air. It's fulfilling its domestic legal procedures to ramp up Do it! What the fuck you, I'll get on it, motherfucker! A key step to implementing the global security initiative maintaining international peace and stability amid the global threat of gun proliferation, said Chinese foreign minister on Monday, according to the Global Times. How many fucking tons of fucking goddamn, I mean real goddamn arsenals, like the one they left in fucking Iraq, the one they left in Afghanistan, the one they are fucking building in the fucking Ukraine? Well, no, that's us. I mean, that's the international corporate mafia. You're just fucking goddamn plebes and peons and fucking coolies and fucking peasants and nothings. You think I'll never kowtow to you motherfuckers. Ever. I'll blow your fucking heads off. You treasonous dog shit eating motherfuckers. China is using its international gun pop. What internet? Fuck China And fuck, it's international gun policy. Well, you know, yesterday they're your fucking goddamn gonna attack you, the biggest fucking threat to the United States that there fucking is. And today fucking, China's using its international gun policy. Fuck China! Fuck the Ukraine! They're not America! You're gonna find out who America is and who the Americans are. And you motherfuckers are gonna so fucking regret fucking with us. For daring to, and you motherfuckers that filtrated it, you traitors behind the gate, I wouldn't want to be you either. I'll just tell you right fucking now, I would not want to be you either. You will suffer fucking, we'll make you suffer for years, you motherfuckers. You think we can't do it? Policies as a model in the global push against firearms. What global push against firearms? Who in the fuck are these people? Step up, motherfucker. Step up. Could you get a little close? Yeah, that's about a thousand. Yeah, whatever. You dirty son of a bitch. Is anybody that fucking participated in this from the United States was directly violating the first article of the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791, the fucking jurisdictional authority of we the people, and that motherfucker has already bought a rope around his fucking neck, or her neck. Whoever went over there that was a part of this, from the saying they represent the United States of these Americas, and then they're fucking taking our goddamn, we're gonna ride, gonna take our rights and hand them over. You fuckers are dead. You thought you fucking could get away with this shit. When we fucking, our people back in, 1775 went to fucking take our goddamn rights back. Here come you fucking weasel motherfucking cock sucking Zionist pig shit eating motherfucking Jew bastards. And come on, no, well, we're going to make a new fucking country and all this, and it's going to be a free country and you don't need a Bill of Rights. God, thank God we have that fucking Bill of Rights. That is our goddamn fucking warrant to fucking take your goddamn life, you son of a bitch and traitor, you bastard. You can't touch nothing that belongs to us or we can kill you. That's why we have that second article. It ain't for fucking hunting. It ain't for fucking target practice. It's for fucking killing tyrants. Or would-be tyrants. The Global Times quoted Chinese state counselor and foreign minister Yang, Wang. See, here's the foreign minister. I'm talking all these fucking, fuck you gooks. Get the fuck out of my country. You know these son of a bitches, the duplicity that this has taken to reach this fucking point. Pulling MacArthur out when he wanted to take China, and China would have been fucking, never been a fucking threat to the United States. Japan was taking goddamn China out. China would have never been a threat to the United States. We had to have a fucking false flag to attack Japan and stop that. We were even sending troops over to fucking China to fight fucking, the Japanese. Our fucking Marines were set over there to fucking stand side by side with communist fucking Chinese. And they're over there now. These mother, they're saying they're fucking communists. Remember what a communist used to fucking mean here, people? Do you know what a fucking communist is? If not, you better fucking look it up. You better see what the fucking history of communism is. You better see what it looks like when that iron hand comes out of that fucking velvet glove, because it's fixing to come out and we're fixing to go to war. China, see, this is the only way they could get us to fight China. If they just went and they, you know, did their fucking shit with Taiwan, invading Taiwan or something, tried to get people, they go, fuck you. Fuck you. I ain't gonna fight for you. I ain't gonna fight for this fucking lie. I'll fight you, you motherfucker, to get rid of your ass and reinstate the fucking Supreme Spirit Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. But that's all. I'll kill you, you motherfucker, because you're the ones over here. See, they want to get a bunch of us killed, people. They've got enough of their goddamn foreigners over here. Now let's get all these goddamn Americans, the ones that can think, the ones that aren't retarded like the fucking Chinese, and let's get them in a fucking goddamn world war and let's get them killed and get them out of the way, because we can't go forward because we are not smarter than they are. Everything around us, they fucking built. It came from their minds and from their arms and from their fucking hands and the rest of their bodies. We didn't do it. We paid. Fucking paid them with their own fucking resources to build the fucking mechanism to destroy them. You're not going to do it, son of a bitch. Those guns aren't going a fucking way. And I don't give a fuck what you say about a goddamn military. 390 million square fucking miles. You fucking try and occupy this fucking country and see what happens to your ass.
I want you. Just get with it, man. I'm done. I'm done fucking with you. I want to kill every fucking one of you motherfuckers. Every little dink China son of a bitch. I want China fucking wiped off the fucking map. And you don't think that we can do it? You're fucking out of your mind. MacArthur already had it done. The Japanese fucking already had. Look at the size of Japan. Japan already had their asses whipped. They're nothing. They're a bunch of fucking orgs like on the goddamn Lord of the Rings. That's what they fucking are. That's what they bred. You think that in that short a time you could breed that many people and fucking educate them to any kind of level that would make them fucking lethal? No, you can tell them point gun. I mean, it's just like you see on the goddamn old westerns where they go to the town and El Huapo, you know, is taking all their corn and they're sitting there teaching them how to shoot the gun, you know, and fucking defend themselves. Bullshit. A billion people. My ball sack. Who do you think you're fucking with? Where were we here? China is using its internal gun policies. Their gun policies. Bring your fucking ass over here, chink. I'll blow your fucking head off. It's on sight. I'll blow your motherfucking head right off your fucking shoulders, you cocksucker. You come here and bring your gun policies. I'll show you my gun policies. As a model in the global push against firearms. Fucking unbelievable. You mean you can only use your gun to shoot people in the head to get Dick Cheney a new heart? You can walk up and just shoot somebody dead and fucking harvest their heart and put it in fucking Dick Cheney? These motherfuckers are guilty of goddamn the most heinous fucking crimes ever. And guilty! And then every once in a while they'll admit, yeah, goddamn, they're committing crimes against humanity. I can't assume. Well, but then tomorrow they're working with the international. Bring your international horseshit up. We'll blow this whole fucking planet up, you motherfuckers. Before I will live under tyranny on this goddamn planet, I would blow this son of a bitch up. Make no mistake about it. You will never rule over me, you 4 foot nothing little fuck. Global Times quoted China's state counselor, and foreign minister Wang Yi saying, China has become one of the safest countries in the world, people. China, yeah, you goddamn right it's safe if you're one of the fucking goddamn party members that's hiding in a hole. They walk up to fucking people on the street over there and they pop them in the fucking head and they throw them, I mean, they get them cold quick. I mean, they sell their goddamn organs. They part them out. This ain't no goddamn conspiracy theory. This is conspiracy fucking fact that has been on the goddamn mainstream media for 20 fucking years. These motherfuckers kill political dissidents, people who disagree with their totalitarian fucking communist rule, which is actually goddamn capitalism, because they're fucking spreading like goddamn cancer, thinking they're going to come over here.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, let's not forget about the little social credit score. If you give below a certain percentage, you can't buy this, or you can't go here, or you can't go there as well.
Well, they they run their people. He's right, man. You say the wrong thing. You might have skipped when you were walking down the street and acted like you were actually had a happy moment or something. And this motherfucker is a social score. I'll give you a social fucking score. I score my social scores at fucking 800 yards on a fucking 4x4 fucking target. How about that, motherfucker? That's going to be my social score. But you're absolutely right, Dion. I mean, they're already trying that shit here. But this thing, when they're talking about this, all this global shit, what global fucking goddamn initiative? By what fucking global fucking government? It's just like when they fucking push this fucking federal shit in on us. There was no fucking, the people didn't say, give us a government or give us death. They didn't ask for no goddamn government of any fucking kind. Just the same fucking aristocrats who had been fucking letting them starve in the fucking field. Oh, we're going to finance things. Of course, we're going to finance the British, too. We're working both sides of this because they're still our brethren. And when it's all fucking over, we're going to go over to fucking Britain to the fucking deepest halls of the fucking Masonic Lodge. And we're going to be made lords, corporate lords. And we're going to come back here and over our 200-year plan, we're going to make this country into a bunch of fucking corporate fiefdoms. Will you give it a go, you son of a bitch? Pardon?
I bet you got the lowest social score on earth.
You quit that. I hope so. I'll be proud of it, Charlie. You're second. Oh, man. China has become one of the safest countries in the world, really, with the least gun-related violent crimes. Bullshit. Well, I don't know. Maybe they're popping them in the head with a hammer like you do fucking rabbits, you know, just to save bullets. But don't you fucking do the least violent. Well, yeah. You know, they've never really fought a fucking war that they didn't get their ass kicked in. Why don't you give it a go, you little fucking stinking little fucking fish head eating bastards? Bring it on! Related violent crimes, and after years of effort and China's strict management of military exports and listen to this shit. They're fucking acting like we should, China's fucking goddamn Oz again here. It wasn't 2 fucking days ago they were talking about they're gonna attack, Biden come out and say if they attack Taiwan, we will be at war with China. Jesus Christ Almighty, really? And now you're entering into fucking agreements to disarm the fucking most powerful army on the fucking planet that defends this fucking goddamn land we're standing on? Our fucking land? Because you're a part of the goddamn international corporate mafia. This is the international corporate mafia. Every mafia motherfucker, one of you is going to die. And all you Chinese org out there are going to fucking die. You come to these fucking shores, you're coming to fucking get buried. Plain and simple, you're coming to be fertilizer, because that's what you're going to be. And all these son of a bitches in the Silicon Valley, you listen to me, Bill Gates, you motherfucker. You listen to me, goddamn Zuckerberg, you motherfucker. You listen to me, Bezos, you motherfucker. You'll be the goddamn compost, buddy. You wait till this jungle busts open. I can't fucking wait for it to happen. And China's strict management of military exports and earnest fulfilling, goddamn, listen to this shit, a canonization. The international obligations have been widely praised by the international community. I bet the international corporate mafia has said, way to go fucking China with this horse shit. But it ain't gonna fucking fly with the fucking American nationals that are fucking armed to the fucking teeth and ready to die before they'll fucking live under your shit. The firearms protocol is part of China's largest global security initiative. What do you mean fucking China? Global initiative? What the fuck are you talking about? There's no global fucking government. We sure as hell can't be a part of it. The United States, goddamn, even if they're trying to pretend they're operating under some kind of authority, they don't have it. They'd never have the authority. They would have to take our goddamn, nationalism from each American national through the common law fucking courts. I mean, they would have to take each and every one of us to fucking court. One of them would, and they would get, what would happen? They'd get hung. You walked into a court and said, we want to take all your freedom away and turn you over to the Chinese for you to be a slave. I don't think that fucking 12 fucking whores and 12 fucking ditch diggers are going to let that one go. I think they're going to say, you do whatever you want. You dismember that motherfucker right here in front of us if you want to. Initiative on April 21st, 2022, Breitbart pointed out that Chinese dictator Xi Jinping used a speech at the BOA Forum for Asia to urge the world to join the global security initiative to oppose the pursuit of one's own security at the cost of other security. You want us to disarm so you can treat us like you're treating the rest of the, like dogs. So you can treat us like dogs, you motherfucker, like you're treating the rest of the countries you have disarmed. You gotta take them, motherfucker. I guarantee fucking you're gonna have to try to take them. And when you do, I don't care, you send your million org over here, there'll be a million dead fucking org. There's plenty of fucking ways to kill people in large scale fucking, without even fucking using a bomb. And if the people you're using your fucking mind, they gotta come, see, the biggest problem is they gotta come against our fucking minds. And I'm telling you what, the minds that are fucking running this shit here that built this thing to give the appearance that the fucking Chinese actually have a fucking brain, 2 brain cells between the whole fucking country are fucking, hey, you motherfuckers are going down first. You better have your fucking families. You better have everything you got in another fucking country. You stay hid. We get our hands on you and we will do it. We will film it and it will be on national fucking TV your fucking goddamn torture for one fucking solid fucking month. You will be tortured to death, you fucking treasonous piece of shit. You go against our law, you go against our people's jurisdictional authority, you motherfucker, you will pay in spades. On September 24th, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the People's Republic of China, fucking, what in the fuck is this shit? State Counselor and Foreign Minister Wang Yi announced when addressing the general debate of the 77th session of the United Nations General Assembly. Whoa, whoa, whoa! It's like the session's a... Whoa, wait a minute now! No, we ain't a part of no goddamn United Nations government, motherfucker! No matter what you want to fucking think, anybody that was a part of this is a goddamn traitor! And trying to commit espionage against the people of the United States. General Assembly that China has decided to launch its domestic procedure to ratify the UN's firearm. Do it. Just fucking do it. Would you just fucking do it? I am so tired of your petty ass fucking threats, especially from a 4 foot nothing motherfucker. And like I said, your people, every fucking war I've seen them going, they got their fucking asses stomped, man. Fucking little old fucking Japan was beating the fuck out of you. That's why you had, that's why the internationals had to have the oil cut off to fucking Japan. Because they were fucking, they were going to take fucking China, easy beans, because they're fucking nothing. They're a bunch of fucking primitive, dead-headed, dumb motherfuckers who may someday have the ability to think, but they've never had a fucking free mind even tested on. Protocol. This is an important step taken by China to actively implement the Global Security Initiative and uphold international... To the next page. I've been international what? What are you going to call this fucking horse shit, boys? International and regional peace and stability. Well, come get over here and see how much peace and fucking stability. Come over and get these fucking guns. See how much peace and stability. There'll be an ocean of fucking chink blood fucking running down to the fucking Pacific on this coast. I don't know what you people in the East Coast are going to do, but I got to imagine you're going to do the fucking same. And then we also down the fucking Rio Grande. Well, we'll have an ocean of goddamn Chinese blood, you motherfuckers. It will be the equivalent of being sent to the goddamn Eastern Front in fucking Second World War. Like getting sent to Stalingrad. Come in here. You come here. You come here to fucking die, son of a bitch. As long as there's one of us a breathing, we'll shoot you. And there will be a goddamn gun behind every blade of fucking grass. And if somebody who wants to kill your fucking ass, who wants is burning to kill your fucking ass, who wants to come and fucking stake you out, they'll walk up the fucking mountains with 5,000 of you staked on stakes, sticking on the side of the fucking mountain. You will know such pain as no other people have known on this goddamn earth. You better get your chink fucking asses the fuck out of our fucking country in this order of the fucking American national motherfucker. An original peace stability. It embodies China's determination to support multilateralism and build a community with a shared future for mankind. China is, fuck you, motherfucker. I'm an individual. You go fuck yourself. You go, hey, Jinping, you're a original motherfucker. You're bad. You're a mouthy motherfucker, aren't you? Why don't you come back out? Come here. I promise I won't even use a fist. I will slap you to death, you little punk bitch. Your fucking people are retards and they don't fucking scare me. China is fulfilling the domestic legal procedure. No, there is no domestic legal procedure. Your procedure, your whole, the fucking notion that you're even attending a meeting outside the United States in an attempt to fucking fuck with our goddamn ratified unalienable fucking law is high treason. Espionage. You sign your death warrant. Every paper you sign over there at that son of a bitch, sign it big and bold. Because that's your fucking death warrant, son of a bitch. That gets you killed. Domestic legal procedure in accordance with relevant provisions, and will endeavor to ratify the protocol at an early date. How about tomorrow? Let's get with this shit, man. I want that little fat fuck down here, that Xi. I want that Xi Jinping. I want your fucking fat little ass over here in fucking Ash Street. I'm going to come out in the fucking street and I'm going to slap your fucking fat little ass to death and show people what the fucking, what a Chinaman is. You know nothing, worthless motherfuckers. The University of Sydney's gun policy organization categorizes China's internal gun policies as, quote, restrictive. Fucking restrictive. I don't really give a shit. Mine are unalienable, motherfucker. And I don't give a shit what you kind of policies or other goddamn fucking unlawful fucking goddamn shit you write down. Fuck you. Mine stay right where they're at. Noting in China, no civilian, private ownership prohibited, government-issued firearms are allotted to those in genuine need. That would be that fat little fuck that's fucking got 2 billion, you son of a bitches over there. And you let this fat little fucker here fucking run you around? That shows how stupid you are. Sorry. May lawfully acquire, possess, or transfer a firearm or ammunition. We'll be right back.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches.
And pain, fight till you're no longer sane. Let not a has come. Move your feet to a marching drum. We'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight mare and blood red roan. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Our axes flash, broadswords swing, shining armor, piercing ring. Houses run with a powder shield. Fight those bastards till they
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chilliqua, in the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliqua, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1245 Pacific Time, and that was Heather Alexander with March of Cambrith. And how many can we make die? Everyone, we fucking have to. We have the goddamn army, and a lot of people have been thinking about this for a long fucking time. There's people that have been, there's people that have been active in this for fucking 40 fucking years. And I mean, all the way through, you know, thinking different strategies, different this, just as things change, it is a liquid fucking situation. I mean, it's, malleable. But, we can adjust. We can adjust and we'll show these motherfuckers some fucking shit that, wow, where'd that come from? Oh, it came from a creative mind, a free fucking mind, you son of a bitch. Oh, Jesus Christ, you got 40,000 of them dead in one fucking second? What the fuck happened? That wasn't an atomic bomb. What was that? Let us wonder. Republicans sound alarm over Chinese government-linked farmland purchase near North Dakota. Now, we just said here, these are the most wonderful fucking people in the world out there fucking making international law that they think that they're going to fucking override our goddamn Bill of Rights with, but they ain't. That they're going to override our fucking gun. Bring your fucking guns, motherfucker. You coming after that fucking Bill of Rights. You better be armed to the fucking teeth and ready to die, because you're going to fucking die. But here you are, right here. Fox News. What's it say? Republicans sound alarm over Chinese government-linked farmland purchase near Dorset. Wonder why are they alarmed? 51 Republican lawmakers, and don't make it to be this Republican shit mean anything. These are just the controlled opposition so that they can say, that, oh, see, we told you so when the motherfuckers used it to fucking attack us. We better be there waiting on them motherfuckers. They come to fucking occupy that fucking land, they ought to be eating bullets from day one. From fucking whatever distance, and then if you have to, more people, everybody, we gotta take 10 million people up there, slaughter the motherfuckers. To a man, kill every fucking one of them, Quelly, quit sending them. 51 Republican lawmakers are sending a letter to three of President Biden's, fucking President shit pants, a secretary's warning that national security is threatened by, so here we are. National security is threatened by a Chinese Communist Party-linked company's effort to buy farmland near an Air Force base in North Dakota. By the way, the Chinese have put together an international policy to disarm you before they come to fucking take you and fucking make a slave out of you, to make you kowtow. Come and do it, you fucking dink. Representative Carlos Jimenez. Oh, there's an old fucking Irish name.
A Republican Florida led the letter with 50 of his colleagues to Secretaries Lloyd Austin and Janet Yellen, or Yella, and Tom Vilsack about the land acquisition near North Dakota's Grand Forks Air Force Base by Chinese manufacturers and fueling group. I mean, like, they just fucking, they don't see this. Oh, well, hey, by the way, yeah, that is, that's a goddamn Air Force Base over there. Like, these motherfuckers don't know exactly what they're doing. They're setting us up, people. They're taking our goddamn arsenal and sending it to the fucking Ukraine. So you better, everything you got, you better be hanging on to. And you better be thinking of new ways to kill these motherfuckers. And, man, if you really just sit down and just give it, you, sometimes it can be fun. I mean, just sitting there and thinking, and then hit away. Wow, man, that would wipe a whole bunch of motherfuckers out, wouldn't it? Because you got the innovative mind that Americans are born with because we got free fucking minds, motherfuckers. We're the ones that created the fucking war machine the world was supposed to tremble at. And by God, we're the ones that fucking created the fucking one that the Chinese have because they didn't create it because they're a bunch of fucking retards. Representative, Yellen and Tom Vilsack about the land acquisition near North Dakota's Grand Forks Air Force Base by Chinese manufacturers, Fufin Group, people. The Fufin Group's gonna come and fucking take fucking Primo Pharma, starve you. Hey, they'll eat your, take your goddamn growing land and grow goddamn food for more, to breed more fucking org. Why you go hungry? Why you want your children go hungry? You wanna shoot at them a little bit? I do. The letter exclusively obtained by Fox News Digital will be sent to the three secretaries and warns of the, quote, alarming development for U.S. national security by allowing Fufin Group to purchase the land so close to the base. I wonder why they're doing that. I wonder why they're doing that, guys. You fucking can't see you've been betrayed. You're so far up that fucking muddy elephant's ass, you're coming out its goddamn nose. And still you do nothing. According to the United States China Economic and Security Review Commission, the Grand Forks Air Force Base has exceptional intelligence, surveillance, and recon capabilities, making the recent purchased land the ideal location to closely monitor and intercept military activity, the lawmakers wrote. But then you are pre-knowledged that this is fucking a goddamn espionage fucking operation, and you haven't called the army. There is no goddamn fuck. There hasn't nobody been arrested. Nothing's happened. You wrote a letter. Did you write a letter? Oh my goodness, a letter, huh? Well, the Republicans wrote a letter about it. You fucking treasonous pieces of shit. You people gonna let them allow these cocksuckers to occupy this land? Are you? It's a security threat. That means it's a threat to your children, your grandchildren, to you, to everybody you fucking love and care about. Got it? Are you going to allow it, South Dakota? The presidents of the CCP-affiliated corporation near a military installation potentially undermines the integrity of our high-capability military bases, jeopardizes our strategic interests, they warned. No shit. You mean if you let them get right next to our fucking secret thing, they might fucking tunnel over fucking or have half the goddamn all the people working over there. They built a little town there for a little Chinatown out in the middle of fucking South Dakota to fucking run those fucking Chinese farms that are going to be growing food as you fucking starve to death. On your fucking land, you're going to watch the fucking rice grow and you're going to watch it water with your fucking water. On your fucking land, because it ain't their fucking land. Because the land was never passed fucking lawfully from no one. It's all a fucking fraud. It belongs to you, and you got the right to kill these little son of a bitches and get them off in it. Plain and fucking simple. Jimenez and his Republican colleagues warned that the CCP-linked firm will have potential advantages, opportunities to penetrate, espionage, included actions and activities carried out under commercial cover or auspice. They're telling you this. They know this. These are supposed to be, this is supposed to be, I mean, this is the corporation. We know what it is. But these are the fuckers who are think they're posing as your fucking government. Hey, go out and vote.
I will vote. That's how we top it. That's how we top. Wait a minute. I didn't get myself retarded enough to fucking do this stupid shit. Get out there and fucking vote. That's how you fix this, you see? You have some son of a bitch come up and go, I'll put a stop to that. And I'll send every one of them back. And I'll build a wall.
Oh, fuck, that hurts on this.
Oh, yeah, the vote thing. Republican, ours. That's what you got in this goddamn country, people. That is the fucking mentality. Not of the majority, but this small minority, we have to fucking get rid of, and we have to get rid of these cocksuckers now. Any fucking retard that would be a fucking part of this son of a bitch, even as much as fucking going out and fucking pretending that this goddamn occupational vote is somehow lawful and binding and rises above our highest law in our fucking land and the jurisdictional fucking authority of we, the people.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Have you seen that bumper sticker that say, don't blame me. I didn't vote for Biden. I mean, people still really think
I know.
That voting really counts. It matters. They really do think that.
But they've always been the minority. It's never been over 60% of the people voting. It's never even been half. There's never been anybody elected by a fucking over half of the fucking people. I mean, it's always been, 59-49. That's 1%. That is not like 51% of the people fucking voted you in. And they played this fucking game with these numbers with us for years. Just like, they go out and they poll 7,000 fucking voters. Well, in the first place, you're polling voters and they're only about 10 to 20% of the fucking population. So you're only polling 10 to 20% of the population. Of course, their polls are fucking, they can call who they, look up the, wait, no, we're just calling randomly. Honestly, guys. Honestly, we can't use propaganda. Wait, yes, we can use propaganda against you. But we're calling just the voters. And so, then the voters come back and the voters say that fucking, 80% are in favor of everybody taking off their shoe and slamming a fucking hammer into their fucking toe. 80% are behind it. Here's the poll right here. I'm showing it to you, the poll. Now 80% of who? 80% of fucking 10 people, 80% of 700 people? What the fuck is that? In the first place, they'd only be doing it because there would be something in it for them and they know that they won't have to squish their fucking toe. In the second place, you're trying to fucking claim to me that you can fucking tell me what fucking 340 million, million people are thinking by polling 700 people? Are you fucking serious? Especially with the multiculturalism that has been pumped into this country and the fact that goddamn any goddamn foreigner can not only join in the polls, but fuck hell, they can vote too. Go ahead and do it. Get it ready. We know. We understand. We're at the point we got to fight. We're going to fight and die. You're going to die. And when we get done, you're going to be dead than us. And we're going to fucking blow your fucking asses off this planet. And you're giving back every fucking thing you've stolen from us. You dirty son of a bitches and every one of you fucking internal fucking traitors. I would not want to be you. I'm telling you fucking right now. We're going to thrive to keep you alive to face trial. And we're not going to be like Mark Carnegie said, we're not going to keep you around. After you fucking face your trial, you're going to get the votes. We'll ask for the most heinous fucking sentence that is humanly possible. We want you, the jury, to go back there. If you find that this motherfucker here committed high treason against we the people, that he tried to overturn our fucking goddamn form of government, our autonomy, our freedom, our liberty, I want you to sit, and we want you to spend as many days as you want. We'll feed you fucking steak at the fucking Hilton. And you fucking sit there, and you think of the most heinous fucking goddamn punishment for that son of a bitch that you can think of. And we'll implement it.
And it will be on fucking nationwide TV if it's fucking lasts for a month, all day long, just like they did when the Queen died. It's going to be nothing but you getting your fucking punishment, you dirty son of a bitch. I know. But then we sat there and we said that it couldn't happen here. Go ahead, bro.
Did they, I don't remember because, man, I was like really, I was a kid basically, maybe 7. Maybe 8, but didn't they do that with Nicolae Ceaușescu in Romania? Was that on TV as well?
I don't know. I think that goddamn, what the hell was it? Saddam Hussein. I think I may have seen a thing where they hung him. But I mean, hell. Then again, when you're talking about those people and their hangings or what might have you, you're talking international corporate mafia. People don't realize that Saddam Hussein was on the CIA payroll for 30 fucking years, people. And when they gassed the goddamn Iranians, they used that CS gas on them. When we invaded fucking Iraq, not we, when the international corporate mafia and the fucking fools fool enough to join the United Nations goddamn thug squad, when they fucking took Iraq, when they found the fucking munition piles, what was on them fucking goddamn canisters? USA and no yellow cake uranium. Oh my goodness. Wow. But I mean, to think that these motherfuckers here, I mean, it is beyond an outrage, people. You have actually for you to fucking take any of it fucking seriously beyond the fucking threat that it represents, that if you did let them do this.
Well, Osama bin Laden, he's on the Carlisle. If he's not FBI or CIA, George Bush's company.
Yeah, well, goddamn, yeah, bin Laden, he was fucking 30 years, CIA. He was a part of the, Rishadin, I don't know if I can say it. It means holy warrior in Arabic. But yeah, he was the one, Wilson's war. That was Charlie Wilson's goddamn contact on the other side was Osama bin Laden. He was on the CIA payroll. You were paying that son of a bitch for 30 years, and he didn't attack you. He didn't fucking attack you. The goddamn fucking Mossad and the CIA it fucking blew those buildings down. And we fucking know it. It's so much that we know for sure, and still, we fucking allow it. It just blows me away. Every day, I hope people just go so to sleep and they just say, whoa, we cannot allow this. People, we can't. We cannot keep allowing this. I mean... Will each have a shootout in front of our house, but wouldn't it be nicer just to wipe these motherfuckers off the face of the planet, hand in hand, shoulder to shoulder? We could do it. We could do it real fucking easy. And I'll tell you, if the jungle busts open, they will run. They will, anybody that doesn't run's a goddamn fool. They will run, and they have already got their goddamn places to hide. Just like Jones. We all know Alex Jones went down to Costa Rica, and he thinks he's bought him some place to fucking hide to set this out. There ain't going to be no fucking place to hide. There ain't no America somewhere. There ain't no United States somewhere where you can go and be safe. It will not be safe nowhere on this goddamn planet, I can tell you that much. At any rate, man, that's enough for a day, and we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, just think about it. God damn it, people, we have to fucking stop this, and we need to stop it now. I mean, we're way overdue. I mean, we have been negligent to the point, I mean, to have the greatest fucking nation ever fucking on this planet destroyed by negligence, pure fucking negligence and cowardice. I mean, it would go down in history, in the annals of history. Well, those who could talk about history, they'd write it down as they just fought overwhelmed. Well, they probably will. If you polish that fucking gun, they come at you, polish harder. Well, they're charging, polish harder, faster, polish, polish, polish. And that is the word from the trenches.